If there's one thing I know about most of the business owners I work with is that Instagram is one of the biggest frustrations that they have. Obviously, you don't have to have Instagram to grow your business, but if you are an online business owner and a lot of your audience is on Instagram, it is a great place to be. But obviously, Instagram is a very visual platform, and so we need to create graphics to go with it. So in this episode, I want to talk to you through some myths about Instagram, as well as the three ingredients you need to make posts that actually work and that don't drive you insane and make you want to give up before you even get your momentum. So let's dive in. So hey, my name is Jackie. If we have not crossed paths yet, allow me to introduce myself. I am a graphic designer who is obsessed with helping everyday business owners make their own incredible branding and graphics, often using programs like Canva and teaching them that design isn't just about looking pretty. It's about creating really strategic designs that connect with our audience and convert them into paying clients and customers. Because I truly believe that design is powerful, and I also believe that everyday humans, people that aren't designers, are able to utilize this stuff in order to save them thousands on hiring a designer, plus also find it super empowering for themselves. And so I know that you feel it. You feel the pressure around Instagram. You feel the pressure to look good and perform. You feel the pressure to be consistent. You feel the pressure from the algorithm and how many likes you're getting and how often to post and when to post, how often to sell, what to say, all of these different things. And it feels really heavy and really overwhelming. And I want to just encourage you first is that Instagram is such a great place to be, especially if your audience is there. If your audience is not on Instagram, if you have an age range or a demographic that doesn't frequent Instagram, get off it. Focus your time on somewhere else. But if your audience is on Instagram, it can be a really, really great place. It's obviously a free advertising platform. You don't have to pay for it to be there, so you can get your stuff in front of people for free, which couldn't happen 10, 20 years ago. Plus, when we start to use it in a way that supports us, it can feel really inspiring and exciting and a great way to connect with our audience. For example, for my podcast and for YouTube, I find it quite hard to connect with my audience, but on Instagram, we can. People are replying to my stories, people are voting in my polls, people are commenting on all of my posts. It's such a great way to interact with your audience and build a real relationship with them. It's a great place to warm people up to you and actually connect on like more of a human level as well. And so I've actually created a 30-day socials kit, which covers 30 different templates all inside Canva, which give you not only designs, but also the content ideas around them so that you can create content that really converts. And I've actually got a really special deal to share with you that I'll share with you at the end, which means that you can get that for a fifth of the price, plus thousands of dollars of other resources for free, but more on that later. So first I want to talk about a myth. There is a myth around on Instagram that says just be consistent, and wholeheartedly, I believe in that as a truth. But the myth of being consistent, which just means posting to Instagram consistently, is if you are posting the wrong thing, no level of consistency is going to help you. So what you need to do is have this beautiful level of consistency, but also this beautiful level of having clarity around what the heck to post. And so consistency is good, and sometimes consistency gets a bad rap because they're like, it starts to become monotonous and there's no joy in it anymore. But I don't know about you, but I love consistency. It means that I actually show up and connect with my people rather than ghosting them and showing up and ghosting them and then them not being able to form a connection with me. And also, I don't know about you, but I've heard a lot about humans being habitual creatures. We thrive on habits and rhythms and routines in our life. And if you get into a rhythm of posting regularly on Instagram, it just becomes part of a rhythm rather than something you need to think about and work at really hard every single time you do it, because it becomes part of your nature and part of your rhythm. And so consistency is important, and I recommend posting. There's no perfect number. Even the head guy at Instagram has said that there's no perfect number. It's about what you can maintain. So if posting once a week is all you can maintain, do that. If posting four times a week is all you can maintain, do that. That's, if you can manage that, I really recommend four times a week. It's kind of gives you, you post once a day, 5 days a week, but you give yourself one day off if things get too much. So 4 days a week is really great. Or if you can hack it, I'm currently posting 1 to 2 times every single day, except for Sundays. And so there's lots of ways you can make it work, but don't feel like you can post too much, because you kind of can't. In my opinion, I wouldn't post like 20 times a day, but posting even 2 or 3 times a day can work, or even just a few times a week. But trying to do that consistently will help you to grow the muscle and make it a lot easier in the long run, I promise. But like I mentioned, if you aren't posting the right content, no level of consistency is going to help you drastically. So what you need to do is have consistency coupled with good content, content that is strategic, content that connects with your audience, and content that actually looks good. I'm going to speak about those in a moment, because strategy, branded content, and ease of use are three things that are going to be your ingredients to having a successful Instagram page that actually grows your business. Because my business has grown so much through Instagram. When I look at like why you've purchased my course, a lot of people say they found me on Instagram, or at least they found me somewhere else and then they came to my Instagram and actually got to know me there and got to learn from me about how important design is, that they decided that yes, design and purchasing one of Jackie's courses is what I want to do. And so let's start with looking at that first ingredient of successful post, which is strategic content. And a big way to do that is what's called a content pillar. If you haven't heard of the word content pillars, pretty much it's just like if your Instagram was a little house and it had pillars holding up that house, then those pillars are what's holding up the house. They are kind of content themes or ideas or buckets, people call them, that you can base your content around. You don't have to stick to these perfectly, but they can give you like a good, like when you're thinking, what am I going to post today? You can look at your 5 content pillars, which is what I'm going to share with you today, and you can pick from one of them and post something with it. And you know that it's going to be hopefully aligned to your business. So the content pillars that I recommend doing, and you can kind of tweak these and mold them to suit your business in particular better and get more specific around them. But broadly, these are the 5 content pillars that I recommend. If you aren't sharing content from each of these pillars, something in your content strategy is missing. You're not either connecting with your audience properly, or you're not converting them properly. You're not showing them why they even need you properly. And so if you do these 5 content pillars, you'll be all set. And so the first one is conversion. This is the most obvious one. This is where you're selling. You're converting people from just being Instagram followers to purchasing from you. Conversion is a good thing. You are a business owner. You are allowed to sell on your Instagram page. There's so many times, even in comments, I see if someone posts a reel and they at the end they say, if you want to purchase from me my course, comment this, or to find out more about this topic, comment this and I'll send you my course. And people are like, oh, how dare you, she be selling. She made that content for free. Be grateful for what you got and then purchase from her if you want more. That is an okay thing to do. And so being happy to sell and being okay to sell is really important. So this might be something where you're driving action. You're saying, here is my thing, purchase it. And a lot of your content at the end might actually be conversion content, but it's usually hidden by some of the other content pillars. Whereas like a flat conversion content pillar is literally, I'm just selling. You don't want to do this a lot because conversion content is likely to make you sales. But if you're not doing the other content, then people aren't going to care about what you're selling. So this is just something to do occasionally. I only do it every now and then. But you're kind of having this conversion content is more of a background undertone to a lot of your other content that I'm going to share about next. But this might be showing like a lead magnet, on the back of a lead magnet, if you don't know, it's a freebie that someone downloads, you get their email address in order to send them that freebie. And then at the end of that freebie, you might be selling your course to them, or a masterclass or something that's then going to sell your course to them. And so having a freebie or a lead magnet might be part of your conversion pillar. Or you might be sharing a particular course, or you might be sharing like, I've got my doors open for this offer, or I have this particular coaching thing, or I have this particular jewelry brand, like selling and saying, this is what I have to sell, please buy it. All right, so the next content pillar is authority. This content pillar is so important, and your conversion content won't work unless you're doing this authority pillar. So this is where you're positioning yourself as the go-to expert. Now, people often get like, oh, I'm not a go-to expert. You are. You don't need to be like the best person in your field to be sharing this content. You just need to be like 2 steps ahead, 10% ahead of what your audience and where they are currently at. So this might be sharing a post where you're correcting a misconception. Maybe there's like a common misconception in your field and you're sharing, you've been thinking about it like this, but actually it's like this. Or you might do a how-to post, like 5 ways on how to do this. I don't recommend doing a ton of those, but occasionally is okay. You want to frame it more strategically rather than how to do this. You want to say, if you're struggling to do this, here's what you need to change, and something that's a bit less how-to and more changing of their mindset. You might share particular frameworks or methods or structures within the kind of way that you run your business or the way that you serve people. Or you might share some commentary on the industry as a whole. So that's the authority pillar. Next up is our proof pillar. And this is where you actually share, hey, I'm amazing, and it's not just me that thinks so, it's all of these people as well. This is where you build trust with your audience and help them to reduce risk because they see that other people believe in you as well. So this, obviously, a very simple way of doing this is testimonials, just getting a testimonial, someone's shared about you, popping on a post and you're good to go. But that's not the best way to do things all of the time. People don't often sit and read testimonials unless they're like a really, really hot lead. Instead, what you might want to do is share case studies like, I helped X person grow their business by 10K. Let's see what they did. And you take them through this story, like in a carousel potential on Instagram. Carousel post is where you have one post and then you've got about 10 more slides underneath that. And people can just keep swiping through and reading and seeing your story. So you might share a story about how someone has worked with you and the transformation that's happened because of that. You might also share like what it's like to work with you, a screenshot from someone when they've been inside your program, or even just a before and after of the transformation someone has had from working with you. Next up, we have engagement. Engagement is where you start to build community if you haven't done so already. A lot of these can actually overlap a little bit, but usually they have at least one focus, and this one might be for engagement. And so you might even share a really great quote and say, what does this quote mean to you? Here is also a really great place to share about you. You want to connect with your audience and get to know them. So you might share more of an about you post. You might share that you love cooking, and then your audience might chime in and say they love cooking too. We don't have to be totally separate from our business. In fact, a great way to build trust in the early days of your business is to share about you. This engagement pillar is a great place to do that. Share about you, share about what you love, share about why you got into the business. Tell stories, ask for their stories back, ask for conversation inside the comments or inside your Instagram stories. And lastly, the last pillar is perspective shifting. We want to get our audience from place A to place B, and place B is where they want to work with you. So you might share some myths in your industry of like, say, for example, in my industry, people might think that all they need to do is learn how to use Canva and they'll be great to go for their business. But in reality, if they don't know how to actually do design strategically and what design principles are, then they can make designs in Canva, but they're still going to look rubbish even though they know how to use Canva, but they haven't actually learned how to design well. So I would bust a myth of like why Canva isn't going to save your business. And then I would teach them that design is important, and therefore they're more likely to purchase from me and purchase my course about design once they realize that design is the important thing. So we need to perspective shift our audience to help them get in a place where working with you is the solution. We might want to also share common mistakes and different things that just shift them from where they are to where they need to be to work with you. Right, so those are the content pillars. So that's one ingredient that we need to make successful Instagram posts. The next thing is on-brand content that stops the scroll. So this is where your branding is really important. If you don't have a brand already, this is what I mean. You need to have a logo, but not just a logo. You need colors, you need fonts, and you need an overall aesthetic or style. You might have a minimal brand or a really bold brand or a really collage-y style. You need to have a style for your graphics so that not only is it easier for you to make those designs, but you start to actually connect with your audience. Because if you choose a minimal brand versus a playful brand has a totally different vibe than a minimal brand. And so if you strategically choose one or the other, then your audience is going to be connecting with you on a lot deeper level. And then you need to have that brand and then embed it into every post that you do. Every single Instagram post you put up that's like a designed kind of post needs to have your colors, your fonts, your style on it. Otherwise, you're not building rapport, you're not building credibility, you're not building recognition for your brand and your style. So that people, when they're scrolling, like I can tell you that if someone's following me, if you're not already, my handle is whitedeargd, give me a follow. If someone's scrolling me and they're just scrolling maybe their Instagram feed and they see a purple post, and if they're interested in what I have to say, they're going to stop on that post because they've linked me to purple. Okay, so you can have the same recognition in your brand. It may not be a color, it may be a style, it may be a particular font, it may be a picture of yourself. Doing something consistently that creates recognizability and can be used to attract people and help them to stop their scroll when they see you. So what we need to do is actually find templates that help support us to add our branding in. If you're just using the Canva template bank or you've purchased a pack of templates from somewhere, often they're actually quite tricky to change to match our branding. And so when you're finding templates somewhere, make sure you either choose something that's already aligned visually to your brand. So if you've got a minimal brand, searching for minimal templates, or if you've got a playful brand, choosing playful kind of templates, or if you're purchasing my template pack, what I actually do in there is create quite simple designs. I've created designs that aren't overly colorful or have overly fancy fonts or have overly fancy elements everywhere that distract you from the core. I've actually got posts that are designed really well that are really easy for you to swap out your fonts, swap out your colors, and then add in your brand elements, and then it's pretty much already good to go, rather than feeling like you're seeing all these cute templates and you're like, oh, well, do I use that cute template today or that cute template? And then you start posting stuff that doesn't look on brand and you're not building that consistency and rapport with your audience. Instead, if you use a more stripped back template style like what I share, then you're able to add your branding in really quickly and can work from there. And inside my template pack, my 30-day socials kit, I not only give you all of these templates, I also give you tutorials on how to use each template and how to apply your branding to it. Actually take the whole template pack and apply a whole new brand to it so you can see that come to life, so you know exactly how to change the template to match your brand needs. And lastly, the third ingredient of successful Instagram posts is ease of use. If you are doing posts that are tricky to do or to change or to edit, you're going to have trouble actually showing up. So what I recommend is having an Instagram strategy that is really easy to implement, something that uses these five pillars already organically, something that has easy to change templates, and something that where you change a template. This is what I recommend doing. If you say, for example, you get my template pack, you change all the templates to match your brand, and then you just rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat. And so, for example, I've given you 30 full days of content. You could just repeat that every single month over and over again, just tweaking the text, maybe adding in a different photo, and you are done. So making sure that whatever you use for your business is easy, because if you make something too convoluted, try to change things up too much and try to make things too different, then you're not going to show up and post. You'll do it for a few days while it's really exciting. And then when it starts to get hard, you're going to give up because it's too tricky to replicate and do over and over again. So make sure whatever strategy you use for your business is easy to use over and over again. You're not just trying new things all the time that stress you out and you can't think of a new idea next time. You're implementing things into a proven strategy content system, and then you're changing it to match your brand, and you're posting that and you're reposting that month on month on month. And that's one of the reasons I created this 30-day socials kit. It has every single template you need for 30 full days of content, linked to a pillar so you know exactly what to post. Plus, it's also linked to a planning guide where you can plan out the captions you want for each of these posts and when you want to post each of them in a whole spreadsheet that's linked to each page of your design. This is normally valued at $4.99, but you can get your hands on it for just $100 US and $15,000 worth of other value inside the Bundles of Benefit deal. So I have partnered up with the Bundles of Benefit team. They have pulled together so many different entrepreneurs like myself who create incredible content, and each of us have put towards this bundle a particular offer. So I've put in this template pack for you with 30 days of templates, plus the tutorials, plus the content managing system. Plus you'll see so many resources from other incredible entrepreneurs that cover every different area of business, whether it's a template pack like I've done, whether it's a mini course on funnels, whether it's a template pack on how to do Canva, whether it's a tutorial on how to edit your photos, whether it's some stuff on business mindset or using LinkedIn for your business. There are a ton of different resources here that you will want to get your hands on. Now, this is only available between October 3rd and 9th in 2025. So if you're listening in that time, I really recommend jumping to the link in the description. You can jump to that page and see if you want to grab my deal plus thousands of dollars worth of other deals for just $100 US. Or if you're listening to this after the fact, you can still jump on and grab my template pack at whitedeer.com.au/30day and you'll be able to get that template pack right there for you to use. But if you are listening between October 3rd and 9th, jump in because you get my template pack for a fifth of the price plus thousands of other resources there. It is a no-brainer for our businesses so we can up level, so we can start working smarter and not harder. Because even if you just implement my one template pack and start using Instagram strategically and consistently for your business, you're going to see so many more sales come in the long run of your business. So I hope that inspired you today. Whether you grab the template pack or not, push into those five different pillars. As a reminder, they were conversion, authority, proof, engagement, and perspective shifting. And if you do that, your content is going to perform a lot better for you. So thanks for joining me today. Make sure you jump into that special offer if you can, and I hope to see you next week for another episode. Bye.